Blackstone Publishing presents The Life-Giving Parent, Giving Your Child a Life Worth Living for Christ by Clay and Sally Clarkson. This book is read by James Anderson Foster, a member of SAG-AFTRA, and Ann Richardson. We dedicate this book to our four wonderful children. We gave you a life worth living for Christ, and you've made our lives worth living. May the life of God you found in our life-giving home be the life that fills your own. Foreword, Sally. Summer evenings in Colorado often find us on our back deck as the sun sets behind the foothills of the Rockies. There's something about a cool breeze and gently swaying pine trees that is both rejuvenating and calming at the same time. Dare I say that it feels life-giving? If so, then perhaps it pictures just a little what I hope our children have found in the life of our home and in the gentle breeze of the life of God blowing through it. Every August, near our wedding anniversary, we gather with our children for our annual family day. After a full day of traditional activities, we typically end up sitting around the table on the deck, sipping a variety of beverages and enjoying those life-giving mountain breezes. We joke and jest, converse and contend, and reminisce and remember. With four thoughtful and opinionated millennial children, there is never, ever a let-up in the discussion. It's a Clarkson family moment. After our last family day, when Clay and I had some time to be alone, we talked about that table full of blessing and destiny. Solomon was certainly right when he said in Psalm 127 that children are a gift of the Lord. Our children have been God's gift to us in more ways than we can describe, and they will be God's gift to the world through us in ways we have yet to know, or perhaps we'll never know while we're still around. As we thought back together about each child around that table, we realized that in the same way we tried to give life to them in our home while they were growing up, they have given more life to us than we can measure. Life-giving has been a two-way path. After 33 years of parenting, our four delightful children are all grown and out of the house now, except when they're not. As much as we miss them, it means Clay and I have reached that pivotal parental point of being
sample complete. Ready to continue?